Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Ulama Profile this Thursday evening with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. It is the 29th of September. In the Ulama Profile, if there's one common thread that we generally have, and that is generally in the Ulama Profile, we speak about people and we discuss generally their good, we discuss all of those things that they have done within their time while they were here. All of those things are discussed in the Ulama Profile, and we bring out the good, and perhaps we might even have differences of opinion with people. Those things do happen. We might also have a different view of a person, and there's nothing wrong in that. The Ulama and the scholars generally had these differences of opinion. Today we speak about a particular alim who lived a very long life from the Islamic perspective, or just about 100 years. Many of the ulama had written that amidst all the differences of opinion that we had or we shared with him, we definitely did have a lot that we had learned from him. And one of these ulama in particular is Mufti Taqi Uthmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. He had written also that I've learned so much from Hazrat Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi, Rahimahullah, albeit the differences that we share. And the differences that we share are some things that will always happen. There'll always be differences, sometimes fundamental, sometimes got to do with the different schools of thought, and sometimes got to do with the way the interpretation of a particular alim is. But having said that, although we might have those differences, we might be like that, those things will always happen. But the one key aspect is the mutual respect that is shared between all of them. And with regards to Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, he's visited South Africa and he's come a few times, or maybe a time or two, I'm not too sure. But there's a few things that I want to make mention about as the program goes along. The one aspect, my Ustad Hazrat Moran Abbas, Sirigat of Darulum Zakaria, was kind enough to forward me a clip, which is about 15 minutes. And as the program goes along, I want to take snippets of that clip and then I want to play it for the listeners and translate some of it, because I think there's so much of value in what Maulana adds and in what Maulana says. Along with that, we also have a short clip from Maulana Ibrahim Bam regarding Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi, Rahimahullah. The one aspect that, you know, when he came to South Africa, there was a program that was held in Masjid Umar Farooq in Lanesia. And in the program, Maulana spoke and he discussed a few issues and he gave whatever advices he wanted to give. It was perhaps a few years ago, my initial years at the Jamiatul Ulama, and there was a bit of discussion, etc., when he spoke and all of those things. And after he spoke, there was a question and answer session as well. And in that question and answer session, what was amazing, many people had asked him a few questions. He had answered it, whatever the questions were posed to him. But then in the question and answer session, Sheikh Ihsan Hendrik from the Majlis, the Muslim Judicial Council, he had then asked a question. And the question he had asked something to this, that هُمْ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْفِقْهِ وَأَنَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَسْأَلُكَ سُؤَالًا عَنْ قَضِيَّةِ الْقُدْسِ. And I like remember the wording also because it was so unique. And he said that Sheikh, many of these people, they're speaking to you, they're talking to you, but they are asking you questions of fiqh and jurisprudence. And while there's nothing wrong in that, I would like to ask you a question regarding the responsibility of Masjid al-Aqsa. And then that question brought such a different atmosphere to the gathering. And Maulana Sheikh was so elated by the question. He said, "You have asked a very important question." And then he said, "Inna qadiyat al-Quds," that the responsibility of the protection of Masjid al-Aqsa rests not with the Palestinians, but it rests with the Ummah at large. And this answer and that this stays with me a long time, you know, when I think of the way he had answered it and the way the response was from Sheikh Yusuf al-Qardawi, rahimahullah ta'ala. Amongst that, you know, one of the issues also, we find that some of the Palestinian activists are actually feeling orphaned by his passing away. due to the fact that the importance he had given, the responsibility that he had shouldered regarding Al-Quds. And it was important because for a long time he was strategically placed in Egypt. And for that reason, the aspect of Al-Quds was so dear to his heart. And we have quite a bit to share, and there's much that we can be discussing this evening. We have a guest also that will be coming on. But before that, we're going to play one clip of Maulana Ibrahim Bam. This clip Maulana had recorded for us, a short clip that was there, it's just about 5 minutes, where Maulana speaks about Sheikh Yusuf coming to South Africa. Maulana speaks about the program in the Newtown Masjid and his travel to South Africa. Let's take a listen to the clip, inshallah. Once we listen to the clip, we have a guest, inshallah, and thereafter the program will carry on.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, we are aware of the passing away of Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi. And Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi was undoubtedly a very significant figure amongst the scholars of Islam, especially in the Gulf states. There is no doubt whatsoever from the very outset that there is difference of opinion that existed between Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi and our ulama, and even in many ways our way of thinking. Many of his views, especially with regard to fiqh, are something that we have difference of opinion with. However, as Mufti Taqi Usmani has so beautifully in his social media accounts, in his tweet, said that despite the difference of opinion that we have with him, we acknowledge fully his contribution to scholarship and his contribution to the Ummah. He has written many, many books. Many years ago, when I was a young person, not that I'm that old at the moment, however, comparatively, we find that he wrote a book, Lawful, The Lawful and the Prohibited in Islam, Al-Halal wal-Haram fil Islam. I had the opportunity of going through the entire book, and even at that time I made some notes on some of the difference of opinion that we had with that particular book. However, it was something that was very widely read, especially by Muslims in the West, which was the attempt of Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi to provide some sort of guidance in matters pertaining to Muslims in the West, especially some of the challenges and some of the issues that they face with. Mufti Taqi Usmani, in his writing on Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi, has also written about his contribution on his book Fiqh al-Zakah, saying there is hardly any issue that modern day challenges and modern day situations bring about with regard to zakat in which Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi has not addressed in that kitab Fiqh al-Zakah. Together with it, he has also written a book on Fiqh al-Awwaliyat, which is something that is not very often spoken about or written about, and that is the fiqh of priorities. How do you prioritize on the different demands that are made upon us from the Sharia? Many years ago, when Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi visited South Africa, the program that he had in Johannesburg was in Hamidiya Masjid in Newtown. And I recall that particular program in which the enthusiasm of the people because of his standing, the Newtown Masjid was filled to capacity and people came to hear him. And during the course of the talk, his eyes and his glance came upon Professor Salman Nadwi, who is the son of Allama Sayyid Suleiman Nadwi, who is one of the great authors from our Indo-Pak subcontinent and has written a very amazing book on Sirah. So during the course of the talk, Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi asked Professor Salman to get up in front of the entire gathering. I still remember this quite amazingly. And he told the gathering, he said, this person's father has written a book on Sirah. A more greater and a more better book on Sirah I have not read. And I acknowledge his father through him who is in this gathering. And it was like quite an amazing thing for someone to, in a talk, acknowledge Allama Sayyid Suleiman Nadwi, rahimahullah, from Nadlatul Ulama in Lucknow. So yes, there is no doubt whatsoever that Allama Yusuf Al-Qardawi was a great figure. There is also another aspect with regard to him. His support of the Palestinian cause is legendary. And at a time when in many countries in the Gulf states there has been a weakening with regard to the support of the Palestinian cause, Allama Yusuf Al-Qardawi stood firm and stood steadfast. And his support of the Palestinian cause is something that gave great amount of consolation to the people who are passionate about the Palestinian cause, about the sanctity of Masjid Al-Aqsa. He was also someone who spoke out against the tyranny and spoke out against injustice, because of which he was also barred from many countries because of his stance against the injustice and against the tyranny that is happening in the world. All in all, despite some difference of opinion that we have, he was an alim of great standing, a scholar of great depth, and someone who stood firm and steadfast in speaking out against the injustice, against the Palestinian people, and against Muslims in other parts of the world. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his shortcomings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus.
So that was Morana Ibrahim Baum, and Morana was speaking a little bit regarding Sheikh's trip to South Africa. We have with us Brother Adil, who's an Egyptian activist and also involved in his own business, and who knew the Sheikh, came from the similar area where the Sheikh was born, etc. Brother Adil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, my brother, and to all the listeners.
Jazakum Allahu khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And may Allah increase in your blessings, and Allah protect you from all type of difficulty, inshallah.
Ameen, ya Rab, ameen.
Sheikh, we're speaking of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah, a very, very senior elderly alim that had passed away, and a scholar of the time. Perhaps a bit of background in terms of his education, where he was from, where he studied, etc.
No. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. First of all, I see myself unfit to speak about the legend and giant alim of our ummah, Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me and help me to really speak the word that really present Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi. Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi comes from Al-Gharbiya province in Egypt, a village called Saft Turab. In fact, Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi has written a chain of books under the name of Ibn Al-Qarya Wal-Kuttab, the son of the village and the Muslim school. The Muslim school, the Al-Kuttab, obviously the word is known in South Africa, but it seems to be like the preschool or the pre-primary school in Egypt. And that was a very important phase of learning for the kids in Egypt in the olden days. And in that few years, Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi has memorized the Quran. He mentioned himself that he has completed the Quran memorization at the age of 9 years. And that is, that was the norm at this time. And that was the concern of all the families, to send their children to learn the Quran and to be involved in learning the Islamic basics. And, you know, Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi was born in 1926. And in that era, especially immediately after the falling of the Ottoman Empire, and, the Muslims were really concerned the issue of Islam, was always pushing their children to learn Islam and to become the real representatives of the deen, because the ummah at that time was so weak, was so shattered, and there was a hope going around in the or a spirit, actually, that actually the Muslims as I said, who concerned the issue of Islam wants their children to participate in the bringing back and the developing of the Muslim Ummah. And Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi was one. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi was one. His early education was at Al-Azhar after memorizing the Quran. And he was graduated from the Al-Azhar High School and become the second, he was awarded the second position in the entire Kingdom of Egypt. That time it was still Kingdom before it becomes a Republic later on. So Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi was the second student in the entire Egyptian students. And after that, Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has, continued in the educational way, and he had studied the in the College of Usuluddin, the principle of religion, at Al Azhar University, and graduated also with top position, was first position, and after that he studied the Arabic language, and he had an allowance or permission to teach the language as well. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, in this particular part of his life when he was at university, he started to know and to be influenced by Al-Imam al-Shahid Hassan al-Banna, the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. And if we mention this, we mention that, that was the theme, that was the norm of that period of time, the inflation of the Western powers in the Middle East was so to the peak at this time, and especially the British in Egypt. And Hassan al-Banna was one of few people, few leaders, actually, that rose up against this inflation and infiltration, and was practically actually preparing the youth to refuse such thing. And Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi was one of the youth that has been prepared by Hassan al-Banna himself. Dr. Yusuf was actually was looking forward to meet with Al-Imam al-Shahid Hassan al-Banna at this time. And he was advised by Al-Imam al-Shahid also to continue do this great work of his studies and prepare himself for the leadership, because as I said, as a result of the falling of the Ottoman Empire, the Ummah was was disunited, the Ummah was weak, the Ummah was occupied, and the dream of Hassan al-Banna was freedom. The dream of Hassan al-Banna was uniting the Ummah again. Therefore, Hassan al-Banna was preparing people to go and make jihad to free Masjid al-Aqsa at a very early age. Hassan al-Banna died and actually assassinated as a result of this, philosophy that he has implanted in many youth and people like Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi. I want to go back again to Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi. He has been one of the youth leaders that shows, a strong position since early age. He opposed the king, as I said, of the infiltration of the West in the Egyptian affairs. And then when the Egyptian revolution, 1952, and then day after came Gamal Abdel Nasser, Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi also played a key role in that period, and he was actually imprisoned as a result of his activity during this period for three times, from 1952 to 1961. He was imprisoned three times because of his activities and his opposition to the dictatorship that has implemented by Abdel Nasser during the time. And eventually he had to flee the country and travel to Qatar and work there since 1961 until he became one of the citizens of Qatar and never returned back, and after 1973 and never returned back to Egypt. And that was also that exile or that immigration was as a result of his hold up to the values or hold up to the principles that he actually promoted and that he actually lived for. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, as an influenced person by the fikr and the thoughts of Hassan al-Banna and the Muslim Brotherhood has contributed, a great part of his life towards the issues that concerns Muslim Brotherhood generally. And I hear the brother said, and Maulana also in the pre-clip, about Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi's contribution towards the Palestinian issue. In fact, yes, Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has written a book about the Palestinian issue called Al-Quds Qadiyat Kulli Muslim. Al-Quds, Jerusalem, is the issue of every Muslim. As Maulana has mentioned, it's a clear understanding of the real issues of the Ummah and clear understanding on how can we cure this disease that inflicted the Ummah during the time of weakness. Sometimes when Muslims look at their issues individually, these issues will never be sorted, will never be resolved. Here, Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, with his Islamic deeply thoughts, put the responsibility of the Muslim land and the Muslim sacred places on shoulder of each and every one. It is not the Palestinian people's issue. It is not the Middle Eastern people's issue. It is every Muslim that lives on the face of this earth's issue. It is a responsibility that everyone must share and take care and take part in it. Therefore, freedom will definitely come to the Palestinian when we all bear our responsibility towards the issue of Palestine. In the khutab of Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi for decades, he highlights the issue, a Palestinian issue, as the top priority of this ummah. Because you can see the ummah this is the understanding also that we learn from the books of Sheikh Qaradawi and the khutab that we listen to, that the ummah, when it loses the control over Al-Quds.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Al-Qaradawi.
Hello?
Yes, please carry on.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sheikh Rahim.
Must I continue?
Ji, please carry on.
Yes, yes. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, khutabs and Jum'ah talks that he has given over the decades, he was actually giving top priority to the Palestinian issue and to the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa as the top issue of the Muslim Ummah. I want go back into the final moment that we have seen Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi being buried. Who was the person that was actually giving him the last few seconds before he was buried? We could see the Dr. Khalid Mash'al. Who is Khalid Mash'al? That will indicate for us, that will explain for us who was Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi's relation with the Palestinian issue. Khalid Mash'al is the top leader of the Islamic resistance in Palestine, together with Ismail Haniyeh and Khalil al-Hayya. This is the top leaders of Hamas and the Palestinian who resist the occupation in Palestine. They were with Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi until his qabr. They were showing, appreciation to the role that Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has played with regard to the country, Palestine, and to the sacred side of it, Al-Quds and Al-Aqsa. Palestine, Al-Quds, and Al-Aqsa was the three main words that Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has given attention in his life. Going back to the Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi's education and life in Qatar, he actually has played also a great role in the developing of the educational system in Qatar and in the Gulf states. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has founded the Faculty of Sharia in Qatar, and he was the dean of it until 1990. And then Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has founded many institutes and many bodies that have served the Ummah to the last, alhamdulillah. Among those things, Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, to be mentioning the main thing, founding and the chairperson of the International Union of the Muslim Scholars. If we can see one board with all the scholars from the east and the west, north and the south of all the world, all coming together to serve one purpose, to serve the Ummah collectively, that was not possible before. Yes, some of the ulama was doing great work here and there, but to bring the ulama of the Ummah together from all four corners of the world to work on one case, one cause, to work in one direction, to gather the efforts together to uplift the Ummah, that actually is one of the greatest work of Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi's books and thoughts and knowledge, alhamdulillah, it is actually beyond expectation. It will be it is a legacy that no one can wipe, no one can undermine it, no one can look at it down. That is something great that has left behind. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, I got a bishara, or I got good news from Dr. Waspi Abu Zaid, one of Dr. Yusuf's students, and he is also not a student, actually is one of the very well-known ulama of the International Union of the Muslim Scholars. Dr. Waspi this morning said to me that very soon the Al-Qaradawi encyclopedia will be ready and will be issued. The first copy will come maybe in a month's time, and it will be also available in e-copy for anyone that want to see the work of the collective work of Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi. And also he has promised that they will try to have it done in the translated in many different other languages also, to make the work of Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi available for every Muslim in our Ummah, inshallah Rabbil Alameen. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, to speak about or to go into details about his books that he has written, Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, as I said, has written everything and every field and every field of the Islamic knowledge. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has books on tafsir and hadith, fiqh, and Maulana has mentioned special books that fiqh al-maqasid and fiqh al-jihad, and that is very, very important part of the fiqh that we need to also emphasize on. Sheikh Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has many books on fatwa, on aqidah. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi concerned some issues that no one else before Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has concerned, where the Muslim minorities are concerned, where the non-Muslim live in the Islamic State are concerned. The fiqh of the Muslim minorities when it comes to, dealing with the bank and buying properties and, all these issues that the Muslim needed, actually. And it was their life was so hard without getting someone to dive into this knowledge and to bring it and to make it easy for everyone to understand and follow. Actually, Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has made Islam very easy for us to understand, very easy for us to implement, which is very important. Sometimes, the ulama speaks of some solutions, but they don't come to the real practical solution that really take the Muslim out of these burdens and difficulties. Dr. Yusuf was a practical alim who really knows the disease of the Ummah, the sickness of the Ummah, and he was like a real medical doctor who really puts his hand on it and gives the right medication to the Ummah, to the Ummah negativity and to the Ummah disease.
Most definitely. I think there's so much to learn from his writings. In fact, his books that go probably about 150 to 200 books is written on so many different aspects, his fiqh of zakah, etc. Really, some interesting books that have been written. Your thoughts on it before we ask you to leave, Sheikh?
Naam. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi has actually, as I said, simplified Islam for the Ummah. He makes Islam taste sweet. When you read the books of Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, you really feel the sweetness of Islam. You really feel the greatness of Islam. You really feel that Islam really is the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to rule the entire land. The deen that's suitable for all times and all places, all countries. Islam that has presented by Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi was, you know, as I said, Islam that suits everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi, I just mentioned this incident because every time I hear to this clip, I listen to this clip, I really feel like, yes, we can live, we can coexist with any kind of people on this earth. We can live together as Muslims. We can live together as, you know, neighbors. Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi has a say, and let me quote some of Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi what Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi said about that. He said all the people for him, he regards all the people as his brothers. As his brothers. They're either brothers in Islam, they're either neighbors, they're either brothers in the country, like they are coming from the same nationality. They're either their brothers, they are the sons and the children of Adam. So in all forms, Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi appreciate in all forms that Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi give priority to coexistence and live with the other who is different, in might be different in religion, might be different in thoughts. And as Maulana has mentioned about the book Al-Halal wal-Haram fil Islam, the lawful and prohibited in Islam, and there's an incident about Sheikh bin Baz in Saudi Arabia that he has approached Sheikh Al-Qaradawi telling him that, you know, this book is very good and influencing lots of people, but there is a problem. The people in Saudi have some issues with eight of the masails, eight of the questions in this book. You please can see to it so that we can print it in Saudi and get the benefit of the book. So Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi told him that, you know, told him that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has differed in many masail, and that has never wiped out the brotherhood. You know, differences in question like this, this is branches of knowledge. It's not the aqidah. It is not the principles of deen. It is the branches of knowledge. It is the fiqh. So the Sahaba has differed. Why not we can also differ? Yes, I can be Salafi. I can be Sufi. I can be Tablighi. I can be Muslim brotherhood. I can be whatsoever a school of thoughts that I follow. But we're still Muslims, so we still have to. We can still differ, and we still be Muslims and love one another. And Dr. Yusuf, he mentioned, he said, lately I was invited to make Hajj, and I went to Saudi, and I found that the book has been printed and been distributed in Saudi, widely in Saudi. So this is lessons for us, and this is actually encompasses. Actually, it actually shows. It shows us that the result and the outcome of Dr. Yusuf's work is that, to give solutions in the Ummah, to give solution to the problems of the Ummah. And if the Muslim scholars don't play this role, who will? Actually, Dr. Yusuf teach all his students that Muslim leaders, Muslim scholars has to be the leaders of the world. Because if the Muslim scholars don't lead, we will be misled as an ummah. And alhamdulillah, as I mentioned, that Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi was the last few people that had paid farewell to him in this dunya, was the leaders of the resistance and the leaders of Hamas and the leaders of Palestine. I can also see some faces like Dr. Rashid Al-Ghannouchi from Tunisia, Dr. Waldiddo from Mauritania, Dr. Assam al-Bashir from Sudan. I can see many people was influenced by Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi, and they are leaders of the world. I see the late President Dr. Mohamed Morsi of Egypt, you know, the elected president, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow his mercy upon his soul, was one of the influenced people by Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi. Erdogan, the Turkish president, he was influenced as in his young age by Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi, and he admits, and he actually say this proudly, that he is one of the students of Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qaradawi. With all these names that I mentioned and many more that I can't even recall now from different parts of the world, that shows the greatness of Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qaradawi. I will end up by just mentioning the people that I know in South Africa, and you know, just lazing a bit, was the visit that he has paid to South Africa in 2010, the only visit I think that he has came to South Africa in 2010. And I will mention names like Mr. Ibrahim Rasool, our, you know, ambassador and our former Western Cape premier, and the late Maulana Sheikh Hassan Hendricks, and late Mufti Karan. This is people that I have seen and witnessed and heard from them saying things that showing that they are so proud to be associated with Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi and being part of his you know, his work, and being closely cooperating with Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi in serving the Ummah of Islam, especially in South Africa. Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi, when he came, I can recall this a few things that happened or he mentioned when he was here in South Africa, and I will end up with this. The first thing is Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi was so annoyed that he came to the masjid and only men was there. No children, no women. And he asked, you know, question, where is the woman? The masjid is not only for men. This benefit of knowledge and deen is not only for men, you know. Make avenues for women, make availability for women to benefit what men is benefiting every day, as women is the other half of our community and our ummah. The second thing is Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi has regretted big time that he hasn't learned the English language in his early age. He say it is one of the big things that I have regretted, that I never give time for that to learn the English language. And I think that feeling of Sheikh that time, that he wants to really explain himself to the you know, the English speaking world, and explain the work that he actually the thoughts that he want to the English speaking people to know. The other thing is that he was so emotional when he mentioned Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa, and that was at Masjid al-Quds in Cape Town in 2010. That brings him to tears. Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi used to be very emotional when it comes to Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa. And he was saying a very, very strong words. He was wishing and hoping that he will be able to be going to free and liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, and to be actually shot in his neck to the extent that his head is, his head is divided and shattered from his body. في سبيل الله سبحانه وتعالى, in the way and in the path, in jihad for سبيل الله سبحانه وتعالى, and in liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa. He was saying these words and he was crying and he was so emotional. You know, this is the kind of ulama and leaders that we really need. And this is what makes the loss of Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi a great loss, not only to the Egyptian, not only to the Gulf people, not only to the entire Muslim ummah, and I can say with surety to the entire world. Because Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi promote coexistence, promote justice, promote human rights. Even Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi wrote about environment and how we can keep the environment clean and sound. I can leave you with this word, but we can never end up talking about the virtue of Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status in Jannah and make Jannah his abode, and make him from amongst those who reside in Jannah with the prophets and the Salihin, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this position to be amongst them, inshallah, and with them, inshallah.
We are grateful for your time this evening. Jazakallah so much, Sheikh. May Allah bless you.
Jazakumullah khairan. Shukran so much for this great opportunity.
Sheikh Adil, that was so kind to give us his time and speak regarding Sheikh Dr. Yusuf al-Qaradawi. Our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Abbas Sarigat, had recorded a message which we'll play, inshallah, after the 10 o'clock news. But in that, Maulana mentions a few salient issues. He said that, you know, with regards to the respect between Sheikh Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi and Mufti Taqi Uthmani, that an individual that was known as Ajam, Ajam means a person who is non-Arabic, a person who was influential and a master in the Arabic language, Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi, had actually written a foreword in the commentary of Sharh Muslim of Mufti Taqi Uthmani, and he had made note of the things that he's learned, and he's positively attributed so much good to the book. And he says this shows the broad shoulders of Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi. He also makes mention that in the 70s, Hazrat Mu'abu al-Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahimahullah had called Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi to Nadwatul Ulama in Lucknow. And in a particular field, they had called 100 ulama from the Arab countries and 10,000 ulama from within India. Now imagine you have a gathering of ulama of the calibers of Mu'abu al-Hasan Nadwi, Mu'ana Manzoor Nomani, etc., of 10,000 ulama. And what a gathering it must be. And you know, in that, one of the more notable speeches was that of Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi in there. That Mawlana Abbas Sab also makes mention that, you know, in the biography or in the obituary that was written by Mawlana Khalid Saifullah Rahmani, Damat Barakatuhum, he makes mention of his meeting with Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi and the fact that the books that were audited by him, it's on a plethora of topics ranging from fiqh al-zakat, fiqh al-sirah, it goes into the aspect of halal and haram. So many different aspects are made mention of in his writing. And he says that although, and Mawlana Khalid Saifullah categorically makes mention, although we have some sort of differences of opinion with the individual regarding particular aspects of fiqh, but the contribution of his to the Islamic academics of our time cannot go unnoticed. And this is something that's really remarkable. Although there was fundamental differences, yet there was this acknowledgement of the person's academic profess and the way he carried himself. And after this, inshallah, we will definitely play the clip of Mawlana Basab after the 10 o'clock news. The ulama-i kiram, those that understand the Urdu language, it's just about 10-15 minute clip. Let us take a listen to it in there. Perhaps there will be benefit for us in it as well. Naturally, a person who's lived 100 years in the Islamic calendar, in the lunar calendar, you would not be able to cover his lifestyle in a 45-minute program. I mean, that is never the objective. Just to highlight that these were ulama scholars who lived a long time and had achieved much in their life in different aspects, and their keenness and in their way that they would like to do things, especially each one had a particular field that they served Islam in that field. Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi, one of the fields that he had was the aspect of Palestine, and it was so close to his heart, and he always spoke about it passionately amongst the other things. I mean, his academic finesse, the way that he done things, most definitely are things that we need to acknowledge, and we do so. The hadith of Rasulullah Sallam guides us, وَذْكُرُوا مَحَاسِنَ مَوْتَاكُمْ, and we speak about the good of all ulama, and then we learn from them. I mean, in 100 years of a person's life being removed from your home country because of the injustice that you speak about, and yet still standing and bringing the ulama together in one platform in the area of your residence is truly a remarkable feat, which we acknowledge and we understand. And in this way, inshallah ta'ala, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive his shortcomings. Allah fill his qabr with nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the ummah the ability to benefit from the knowledge of Dr. Yusuf Al-Qardawi. We are grateful for our guest, Mawlana Ibrahim Baam, Mawlana Abbas ibn Adam Sarigat, as well as Sheikh Adil and Usama, who's there behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them all. From myself, Ubaidullah,
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.